Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be juxtaposition of two recordings of the same tune. First, I will play the tune as recorded by the post-BIX Jingle Cat Orchestra, and the second will be the same tune recorded by various 1920s bands. Well, let's start right away with the music. First tune I want to play is My Ohio Home. It's a composition by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. Gene Golcad recorded it on December 12, 1927 in Kansas City. We have Nat Natoli, Andy Sechrist, and Sterling Bowes on trumpet. Lauren Schultz, Red Gingler on trombone. Larry Tice, Bob Hotzel on clarinet, alto sax. Reggie Byleth on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax. Reggie Severance on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax. Ray Porter, also clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax. Myron Schultz is the leader and plays violin. Harold Stokes is on accordion and probably the arranger. Harry Basin on piano. Hoagy Carmichael on piano and vocal. And Joe Galbraith on banjo, Harold George tuba, and Mel Miller drums. The vocal in this tune is by Hoagy Carmichael. I will compare now that recording with that by Cass Hagen and his Central Park Orchestra, recorded on October 28, 1927. We have Henry Levine and Bo Ashford on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Don Murray, clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Roy Thrall, alto sax, Frank Crum, tenor sax, Cass Hagen, violin leader, Fred Frank, piano, Jim Mahoney, banjo, Al Weber, tuba, Chick Condon, drums. And the vocal on this is by Frank Harris, which is a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman. Correction. That was recorded on January 27, 1928. So let's listen then to two versions, both from 1928. First, Gene Golcat, and then Cass Hagen. Thank you.
birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses, I know just where to find them roses. I used to ramble mid them roses on my old H.I.O. home.
Ohio Home is the tune that the Paul Whiteman Orchestra played in the Fox Movietone newsreel when he switched from Victor to Columbia, and that was the only appearance of Big Sun film with sound that we have today. It's a very nice tune, and I believe that the version by Cass Hagen was I don't know how to put it, but maybe more accomplished than the one by Gene Goldkett. Okay, let's continue with the music and move now to Here Comes the Showboat. It's a composition by Billy Rose and Matthew Pinkard, recorded by Gene Golcat on December 14, 1927, also in Kansas City. Myron Schultz on violin, and he's the director. Nan Natoli, Andy Sechrist, and Sterling Bose on trumpet. Lauren Schultz, trombone. Red Ginsler, also on trombone. Larry Tice, Bob Hutzel, Reggie Byleth, Ray Porter on reeds. These are four names that I gave, one, two, three, four. But only three, according to the Victor files, are included in this recording. It's not known which one is the one that is not in the recording. Harold Stokes is on piano accordion, is the arranger also. Harry Besson piano, Joe Galbraith banjo, Harold George brass bass, Mel Miller drums. The vocal is by Myron Schultz, Ray Porter, and Harold Stokes. Next, I will play the same tune, Here Comes the Showboat, by Harry Reaser and his band. I'm afraid I don't have any discographical information on this one. And all I know is that the vocalist is the usual vocalist in Reaser's recordings, Tom Stax. So let's listen then to two versions of Here Comes the Showboat. First, Gene Golcat, then Harry Reaser, 1927.
Here comes the showboat. Thank you.
showboat. Here comes the showboat. Puff, 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 puffing along. Mammy and Pappy are feeling happy. Shuff, 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 shuffling along. Each little chocolate buddy's in sight. They're playing Uncle Tom's Cabin tonight. Here comes the showboat, here comes the showboat. Puff, 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 puffing along.
Here Comes the Showboat is a very nice bouncy tune. In the Gold Cat version, we have a solo by Sterling Bowes, who was Bix's roommate 1925-1926, when Bix was with Trombauer in St. Louis. And the version by Harry Reeser is a little more of a novelty and has a very nice solo on the banjo by the leader Harry Reeser. Okay, let's continue now with the music. Let's move to a tune titled Just Imagine. It's composed by De Silva, Brown and Henderson. It is one of the tunes in the Broadway show Good News in 1927. Gene Goldcat recorded this on July 12, 1928. Harold Stokes is on piano accordion and the director. Now this is New Chicago. Earl Baker, Joe Hooven and Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt and Vernon Brown on trombone, Volley Default, Larry Tice, Dale Skinner on reeds, Art Gronwall on piano, George Rose on banjo or guitar, Steve Brown on string bass, the Orr on drums, and the vocalist is Greta Woodson. I will follow that with the version by Fred Elizalde, recorded in London on July 15th, 1928. We have Chelsea Quilly, Norman Payne, Nobby Knight on trumpet, Bobby Davis, Harry Hayes, Rex Owen, Jack Miranda and George Smith on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, George Hurley, Ben Frankel and Len Lees on violin, Jack Russin on piano, Len Phillips banjo guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock on tuba or brass bass, Ronnie Gubertini drums, and the vocal is by Al Boley. So, let's listen then to two versions of Just Imagine. First, Gene Goldcat, then Fred Elizalde, 1928. Thank you. I'm sure you know about the trumpet obbligato behind Greta Woodson in Just Imagine. For a while it was thought to be Bix, but it is Sterling Bowes, who was highly influenced by Bix at that time. And also, I'm sure you must have noticed that the vocalist in the Fred Elizalde's version was Alboli, born in Mozambique, went to England in the late 1920s and became extremely famous and very well known. By the way, Just Imagine is also the title of a 1930 movie. It's available in full in YouTube. It goes from 1880 to 1930 to 1980, then back to 1930. It has a few decent musical numbers. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now, I want to play That's Just My Way of Forgetting You another tune by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson, recorded by the Gold Cat Band on July 12, 1928. The composition of the band is exactly the same as in the recording that I just played, Just Imagine, except that the vocalist here is Jean Napier. I will follow that with the September 13, 1928 version of That's Just My Way of Forgetting You. This is Gay Ellis, a pseudonym for Annette Henshaw. She's accompanied by the University Six, and according to Rost, probably Frank Kush on trumpet, Arnold Breithart on clarinet, alto sax, El Duffy violin, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, and a drummer who he specifies is not Stan King. So let's listen then to two versions of That's Just My Way of Forgetting You. First, Gene Goldcat, then the great Annette Henshaw, 1928.
Felt the time to think about you. I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting you.
Because I smiled, you couldn't tell that I'm broken-hearted, you couldn't tell, but I want you to know. If you see me dancing in some cabaret, that's just my way of forgetting you. Why, you were the one, there's a new one each day. But that's just my way of forgetting you. If I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting you.
The two interpretations couldn't be more different. Gold Cats, of course, it's quite bouncy, whereas Annette plays it in or sings it in a very romantic and moody manner. Okay, let's continue now with My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, a composition by Cliff Friend and Irving Caesar, recorded by Gene Goldcat on November 23rd, 1928. We have Earl Baker, Sterling Bowes, and Joe Hoover on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt and Vernon Brown on trombone, Larry Tice, Molly Defoe, and Dale Skinner on reeds, Art Gronwall on piano, Dior on drums, Van Fleming on banjo, and he also does the vocal. There is an unknown bass, and the arrangement is Don Redman. I will follow that with the version of My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now from 1928, November 10. We have Guy Lombardo on violin, fused, Lebert Lombardo trumpet, Jack Miles trombone, Carmen Lombardo clarinet, alto sax, Fred Higman tenor sax, Fred Kreitzer piano, Francis Henry banjo, and George Owens on drum. The vocal is by Carmen Lombardo. So let's listen then to My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now. First Goldcat, then Lombardo, 1928. Thank you.
day long. I sing a song, because nothing's wrong. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. My bad luck's gone on its way. Good luck had to come back to stay. Blackbirds are bluebirds now. I told a little whippoorwill, hold a pretty daffodil. I told a preacher on the hill, wedding Sunday, honeymoon's Monday. Yes, I'll be life's worthwhile. Look up with a great big smile. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
again, the contrast between the two interpretations couldn't be more pronounced. Gene Goldcat is a very jazzy version based on Don Redman's arrangement, lots of solos, whereas the Lombardo version is taken at a slow pace, sort of romantic. And I'm sure you must have noticed that in the middle of My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now by Lombardo, there is a piece which is identical to a piece in Blue River, as recorded it by Goldcat, for example. I'll make that comparison in the forum in the next day or two. Also, one other thing I forgot before was that in the version of That's Just My Way of Forgetting You, the tremendous bass accompaniment by Steve Brown is worth highlighting. Okay, let's wind up today's program with a tune, She's Funny That Way, recorded by Gene Goldcat on December 15, 1928. We have Ned Natoli, Earl Baker, Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt, Benny Neighbor on trombone, Volley Default, Bob Strong, Larry Tice, Jack Cordaro on reeds, probably Ben Shripman and Earl Wright on violin, plus perhaps two other violins, an unknown tuba, Herb Quigley on drums, and Harold Stocks is the director. The vocal is by Van Fleming. I will follow that with the version of She's Funny That Way by Ted Lewis, recorded on December 5th, 1928. Muggsy Spanier and Dave Klein on trumpet, George Brunis and Harry Ruderman on trombone, Ted Lewis and Don Murray on clarinet. Ted Lewis, of course, is also the leader. Saul Klein on violin, Jack Anderson piano, Tony Gerhardt banjo guitar, Bob Escamilla tuba, and John Lucas on drums. The vocal is by Ted Lewis. So let's listen then to She's Funny That Way. First Gene Goldcat, then Ted Lewis, 1928.
Crazy for me, she's funny that way. Oh, she loves to work and play for me every day. She'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Much to look at. I ain't much to see. I'm glad I'm living, and I'm lucky to be. But I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, I ain't got a cent. But she doesn't holler, she'd live in a tent. But I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. No, but why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way. But I'm only human. I'm a coward at my best. I'm more than certain that this woman would follow me west. Oh, I got a woman that's crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this edition of WBIX number 215 and the comparisons between recordings made by the Post Beaks Gene Golcat Orchestra and several bands from the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Beaks now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Beaks is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Beaks Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Beaksography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Beaks is alive.